This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Love these guys. Tattoo on my face. Oh, speaking of tattoos on your face.
Oh, yeah? You're going to get one?
No, God, no. Mike Tyson.
Right under your eye.
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul this Friday night on Netflix.
Woo!
There's not a person who's over the age of 30 cheering for Jake Paul.
Yeah, we kind of want to see the old Mike Tyson just...
Every meme I've seen on Facebook, one's like, if there's a God in heaven, Jake Paul goes down in the first round.
90 seconds. Let's get it done.
Two-minute rounds Friday night.
Well, that Facebook is your algorithm. I'm sure there's a lot of younger people out there that they're hoping for Jake Paul, and they're getting those memes.
Wow, that was...
They're called 12.
Now, I don't deny that Mike Tyson still got the power.
I just watched a video of him training.
I bet you that he can... lay some blows, if you know
what
I'm saying.
Have we all forgotten that he bit a man's ear off?
But can he take the blows he used to be able to?
Of all of his past misdeeds, that's the one you're going to mention?
Well, you're talking about him in the ring. I'm not talking about his behavior outside of the ring. Okay. We could spend an hour talking about that.
It was abhorrent.
We could spend an hour talking about that. I'm talking about inside the ring. Oh, he's still got some fight left in him. Like, he bit a guy's ear off!
That guy was Evander Holyfield.
Yep.
How old is Mike Tyson now?
57?
Look,
more fragile than he used to be.
Just do not assume anything about the old man. Just,
Let me see. I think he's 57. Jake Paul is like 27 or something.
Somewhere in there.
Mike Tyson's 58.
I think you guys are going to be shocked by the result.
You think Jake Paul's going to win?
Well, if he can withstand a few heavy hits from Tyson, yes. But I don't think Tyson can take blows like he used to be able to.
His endurance may not be the best. He may not be able to last that long, but if he can get it done quickly.
Yeah, he's going to have to get it. All right, so the card, and I don't know how many fights are on the card, starts at 7 o'clock Central Time on Friday night.
You better get some coffee ready if you're going to stay up for the fight, because the main fight doesn't typically start until
9:30, 10 o'clock, yeah.
That might be past Mike Tyson's bedtime.
From the text line, I'm 26, and nobody's rooting for Jake Paul.
See, I told you.
And no, text line, I am not watching unless I go to Scott's house because I'm not buying Netflix.
You are just so anti.
Can't let it go. It's World Kindness Day, Sam. Let it go.
Yes. Man.
Those are his kind comments.
Mm. Yeah, I'm holding back. Wait till I bite Netflix's ear off.
Okay.
Yeah, Jake Paul is 27 years old. All right, Chiefs got some players coming back on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh, it's all over social media. They were today showing on the practice field Isaiah Pacheco.
Good.
They were showing Juju Smith-Schuster.
Charles Amenihue.
And Amenihue. All three coming back for Sunday. I can't believe we're not favored to win Sunday. Like, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm saying you said what, we're 2 points?
2.5.
2.5 underdogs.
We prefer to be the dogs.
Oh, me.
Well, they were underdogs when they went out and played San Francisco on the road.
Makes Mahomes angry.
Mm-hmm.
make us the dogs.
Dave Coulier, an actor and comedian who found fame as Uncle Joey on Full House, has revealed that he's been diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma, which is a cancer of the blood. Coulier shared the news earlier today during an interview on the Today Show. He told Hoda Kotb that he was diagnosed 5 weeks ago. Quoting here from Coulier, "In that time, I've had 3 surgeries, I've had chemo, I've lost a little bit of hair. I kind of look like a baby bird now, but it has been a roller coaster ride for sure." He has B-cell lymphoma, which he described as, quote, aggressive. Quoting here, because it's important that we read these things so that other people who might have it know what to look for or what a symptom might be. He said, "The onset of this growing lymphoma in my groin area was very quick. So I said, something's not right. I have a golf ball down there." And so we biopsied it. We took it out, and they said, "You know, we wish we had better news for you, but you have B-cell lymphoma. We need to get you into chemotherapy right away." The kind of cancer that he has accounts for 4% of all cancers in the United States. Bone marrow showed it had not spread. It had not metastasized. Of course, wishing the best for Dave Coulier.
Okay, there is a whopper of a story out of Channel 5 that I sent to some of my friends in the finance world because I don't understand how this happens. But if you know, we would love to hear from you. An Olathe couple has been denied thousands of dollars from their IRA account after their previous bank was taken over by another bank. Banks consolidate and take over the banks all the time, right, Scott?
I wouldn't say all the time, but it's not unheard of.
And if your money is in Bank A, and then you turn around and the next day it has a different name or it's consolidated, your money is still there. I was with one bank. I'm not going to name the bank. This was years ago that ended up merging with another bank. And we got some emails saying, look, you're going to get a different, you know, the account's going to say the same. The address on the checks is going to stay the same, but the name is changing, basically. And outside of that, nothing else had changed. And so I'm asking, how does this happen?
I was talking to somebody recently who said that their bank merged and it was like a 3-week process to get access to their money again.
Ugh. Okay.
How is that even possible?
42 years ago, a young Roy Holiday made an initial investment toward retirement. 42 years ago, he squirreled away $1,500. He says, it probably doesn't sound like a lot of money today, but it was to us back then, and it was the first substantial effort I made in retirement for my wife and myself. The individual retirement account, better known as an IRA, was taken out at the Patrons State Bank and Trust of Olathe back in 1981. Fast forward to today, at 12% interest, Roy believed that that IRA had grown to around $200,000.
Wow.
And it was time to cash out. My wife has had some physical problems. We've been looking to make some modifications to our home for her limited mobility. So Roy went to the bank that has since been replaced by Bank of America. And a bank worker said, we have no record of your IRA.
Oh, hell no.
That you should contact the, quote, abandoned property department within the state of Kansas. You know, they've got the coffers at the
Kansas Department of...
It's not the Treasury Department, is it?
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
There is no Treasury Department.
It's the Secretary of State.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Anyway, they say contact the Kansas coffers. Roy contacted the state and was told it also had no record of the bank abandoning his IRA account. So back to Bank of America he went. The bank even went as far as to tell Roy to file a lawsuit, which he did. The bank countersued saying this money doesn't exist. They have chosen to take the position that they can't find it, can't do anything about it, and are now forcing Mr. Holiday to go to court, quoting here from Roy's attorney, David Adams. Until then, Roy's money is stuck. Listen to this. They have the original IRA certificate. Roy says they have acknowledged that certificate is valid. They have acknowledged it was issued. They have acknowledged I paid the money for it.
But they can make an argument that he cashed it out in 1984. You know?
But if you have an IRA.
I do. I have a Roth IRA.
And I have had people in the world of finance tell me, like, if you leave your job, quit your job, I guess if a bank takes over as a new bank, you probably should at the time move that money. But for whatever reason, they didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, I think probably because it was a brick and mortar, and you still see the brick and mortar is still there.
Yeah, well, my Roth IRA is independent of my job. I never signed up for the Roth through Entercom or Odyssey or anything.
Who backs an IRA like the FDIC backs your money in the bank?
I don't know that anybody does, because you're investing. I mean, you could lose everything if the market were to crash. I don't think anybody backs that up for you. I mean, the money in the bank with the FDIC, by the way, that's only up to $250,000.
Never had that problem.
No, I never have either. I wish I had that problem. But for rich people, that's why a lot of rich people have multiple accounts, you know, because they will only insure you up to $250,000.
Yeah.
So if you have $251,000 in that account, $1,000 of that money is not insured. So if you say you have a million dollars in savings, you need four accounts.
Yeah.
God forbid.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, maybe someday. Hey, I'm right there with you, brother. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.